Dictation for Ms. Kimberly Lowe, KIMBERLYLOWE. Date of service is 3/4/2025. Date of accident 10/31/1973. And date of accident is 8/6/2024. Ms. Kimberly Lowe is a victim of an automobile accident where she was rear-ended as a restaurant driver, leading to various symptoms that are reported here. Along with the headaches, patient has a history of pain in both the shoulders, both knees. Left shoulder pain is reported to be 10, right shoulder is 7, left knee is 8, right knee is 7. She also has a significant pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, and upper back to the tune of 9, and shooting pain to the right leg, as numbness and tingling affecting the right foot and toes. She has been seeing a neurologist. She is seeing a counselor, and she has had a TBI testing at a psychiatrist. And she's getting depression medicine for her depression most. She's doing physical therapy constantly and a chiropractic treatment. She's going to have a EMG by Dr. Bazzi and for further relief. Pain level varies from 5 to 9. ADLs are affected 8. 30% relief is reported by the patient so far. Please review the records for the ADLs, system review, additional issues, substance abuse, compliance history. Physical examination remains the same from previous visit dated 2/25/2025. Dictation number is 0309-025. Plan is to provide the patient pain relief, Percocet 10/325/12/7 days. 14 tablets. Maps have been reviewed. Previous labs have been reviewed. And the patient is found to be in compliance. New labs have been ordered. And MRIs have been reviewed with the patient. He has multiple issues in the MRIs. Partial thickness tear in the right shoulder for supraspinatus tendon. 50 to 60% along with partial thickness tear of the infraspinatus tendon in the left shoulder. Patient is found to have interstitial tear of the supraspinatus tendon and circumferential labral tear. He also has a right knee medial meniscus tear, ACL sprain. In the left knee, she has a joint effusion, suprapatellar bursitis, anterior cruciate ligament strain, partial thickness tear, bone marrow edema, and the distal shaft of femur. In addition, she has a cervical disc issues from C2, C3, C3, 4, C4, 5. C5, 6, C6, 7, C7, T1 with various herniated discs. And various degrees of neuroforaminal nerve. There's a disc herniation at T3, 4, T4, 5, T5, 6. In addition, this patient has found to have a disc herniation at L2, 3, L3, 4, L4, 5, and L5, S1. In addition, patient is having a bilateral SI joint involvement. And the physical examinations do remain the same. Blood pressure 161/109, pulse is 86. Copy and paste from previous visit of 2/25/2025, 0309-025. Plan is to continue her pain medication, Percocet 7.5 mg, 325, 1/12 hour for 7 days. After reviewing the MAPS, labs, and the patient continues to have physical therapy for now. Thank you.